Senator Johnson, media had far greater influence and interference in our election than Russia. By Jeff Poor on December 10, 2020. Wednesday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., argued that on the heels of the announcement Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, was being investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware for what he called tax affairs. The media had more influence than Russia had in the previous presidential election. I want to hone in on this very, very closely here, host Sean Hannity said. If you don't have experience and you are getting paid millions, and then you have your father bragging on tape he leveraged the billion-dollar taxpayer dollars and give them 6 hours to fire the prosecutor investigating the son making millions with zero experience, how is that not a quid and a pro and a quo? I mean, where I grew up, that would be a quid pro quo. Well, it is, Johnson replied. It's obvious to everybody except the mainstream media. And, of course, we found out now the mainstream media had far greater influence and interference in our election than any Russian interference ever could have hoped for. I mean, the fact of the matter, there are polls out now. A McClatchy poll said that 36% of Biden voters had never heard of the Hunter Biden story because of the censorship and suppression. Of that, 13%, once they found out, said they wouldn't have voted for Biden. So, that means that 4.6% of Biden voters would not have voted for him, he continued. That means that Trump would have won the election. That's the enormous influence that social media and our liberal-biased media played on this election. Their interference just orders a magnitude greater than any Russian or Chinese or Iran foreign interference in this campaign. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.